Weezer? 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 Is that Weezer? Weezer? No way. Weezer? Easy. No way. Weezer? Or Weezer? Weezer? Holy crap. Weezer? I didn't know there were that many. Weezer? Weezer? Oh my god. Weezer? 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 Weezer?
Weezer? Weezer started wheezing in 1992, but they didn't release their first album, The Blue Album, until 1994, featuring such notable hits like Undone, The Sweater Song, and...
The Blue Album had 3.5 million sales and charted the Billboard 216th with 6 platinum certifications.
The album was produced and recorded by Geffen, a division of the umbrella company Interscope Geffen A&M Records.
After the Blue Album, Pinkerton released in 1996 and was a critical failure. With a bit of a darker tone, it received mixed reviews upon release.
But years later, it's a cult favorite. Both albums are now cited as some of the best albums of the 90s, and we can see why.
Because we're biased.
Extremely.
The self-produced album was released and distributed by DGC Records, another subsidiary of Interscope Geffen.
But Weezer wasn't always wheezing. They had a brief stint in 1998, where they punished. Goat Punishment is a fun little pseudonym they used while playing secret shows.
Goat Punishment never actually had any of their own songs. They mostly did covers of Nirvana albums.
After a little hiatus in 98, Weezer came back full swing in 2001 with a new album, The Green Album. It was a commercial success, and it received mostly positive reviews.
While Hashpipe isn't as incredible as... It's a great album with a nice, fresh pop sound.
In the United States, The Green Album debuted at number 4 on the Billboard 200 on the week of May 15, 2001, and sold 215,000 copies. It was platinum certified on September 13, 2001. Maladroit, Gesundheit, was the 4th studio album that Weezer produced. It was okay. Make Believe, Album 5, 2005. That's where this happened.
Make Believe is the 5th studio album by Weezer, released on May 10, 2005 by Geffen Records. Due to the strength of the single hit Beverly Hills, the album was a commercial success, peaking at number 2 on the US Billboard 200 and number 11 on the UK Albums Chart. In addition, Beverly Hills got Weezer their first Grammy nomination for Best Rock Song. Despite mixed reviews, it has remained a consistent seller.
But what about...
Weezer's last and most recent release was Seasons Winter, their 10th EP and the last of 4 EPs in their Seasons project. It was released digitally on December 21st, 2022. Its single, I Want a Dog, however, released on December 9th, 2022, and it was played live on Jimmy Kimmel Live December 16th, for some reason.
In conclusion...
Rivers Cuomo.